Good morning. It's the 9th of February, looking into the second weekend of the month. I'm Steve Smith, and with me this morning from Elite Staffing, it's Amy McFarland.
Hello. Good morning, Amy. Steve. How are you? Happy Friday.
And happy Friday to you.
Thanks.
It's been a while since we've heard from you, so it's nice to have you back in the chair.
Thank you. Great to be back.
Oh, good to have you back. As part of Friday is Writing Day, today is Friday, at Morningside College, students, faculty, and staff will be celebrating children's literature by sharing excerpts from their favorite children's books. That's going on at Morningside College today at noon. The event is called A Wrinkle in Time to Read Children's Books, and it will include a discussion about what it takes to make a children's book a classic, as well as how impactful children's stories are throughout the lifespan. Go to morningside.edu. Again, that event getting underway at noon today.
And also today, Cello Fury is performing at the Sioux City Conservatory of Music, and that is at 7 p.m. tonight. Chamber Music Ensemble from Pittsburgh plays a fusion of progressive rock and classical music.
And we'll be outroing the program with Cello Fury today.
So, love it. Yeah. Furiously.
They get there. They work their way up to a fury. The 46th annual Morningside College Jazz Festival. They're getting close to 50 years now.
Yeah.
They are featuring a performance by David Sharp and Easton Stewart tonight at 7:30. Sharp's a saxophonist and composer of jazz, big band, brass ensemble, and orchestral music. Stewart plays piano, flute, drums, and bass. That's a weird combination of instruments to play. He has recorded on 12 albums and toured internationally with the band Hello Dollface. You can find more on that at morningside.edu as well.
Okay, Steve, pretty sure you made sure I got this one. Lamarts Regional Theater presents Eve Ensler's The Vagina Monologues with select showtimes now through Sunday, February 18th. Vagina Monologues introduces a wildly divergent gathering of female voices, including a six-year-old girl, 70-something-year-old New Yorker, a woman who witnesses the birth of her granddaughter, and a Bosnian survivor of rape. LamTheater.com for more info.
Coming up tomorrow, the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra presents Church Windows. That's a 7:30 showtime, 6:45 pre-concert talk with Ryan Haskins and Composer of the Year Patrick O'Malley. Church Windows is a four-part symphonic suite inspired by Ottorino Respighi's travels to Capri, Italy. Scenes from the stained glass windows he saw there. The Siouxland Youth Symphony will also be joining in a special side-by-side performance of music by American composer Alan Havanas. Also, the Sunken Cathedral. It's kind of like Church Night with the symphony, with Church Windows and Sunken Cathedral. And also, as I mentioned, the Patrick O'Malley Composer of the Year. So, big night going on with the Sioux City Symphony tomorrow night.
Yes. And Sioux City Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center invites students preschool through fifth grade to enter If I Were a Captain Art Contest. A drop-in workshop will be held on Saturday, tomorrow, from 1 to 3. Art supplies will be provided, and kids will imagine themselves commanding their own expedition and then create a work of art.
The Dorothy Pico Nature presents Owls of Iowa tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. The program will offer a chance to meet Harlan the Barred Owl, not to be confused with a barn owl, and to learn about other owl species found in Iowa. Go to woodburyparks.org to find out more.
All righty. And Les Hills Wild Ones are hosting a program called Rain Gardens for Pollinators at the Sioux City Public Library, and that is this Sunday, February 11th at 2 p.m. Jane Hay will talk about a value of rain gardens for stormwater management and a pollinator habitat. She'll also share how to select and prepare the site and what to plant to provide habitat for pollinators. Find Les Hills Wild Ones on Facebook if you need more info.
The New Stage Players has found a permanent home in South Sioux City to host future performances by the amateur theater troupe. Volunteers, though, are needed to help clean and paint the building. That's at 3201 Dakota Avenue, and they will be cleaning and painting away on Sunday from 1 to 5 o'clock. Find New Stage Players on Facebook if you're interested in helping out.
All righty, and Betty Strong Encounter Center is hosting the local Poetry Out Loud National Recitation Contest, and that is this Sunday at 2. Now it's in its 13th year of national competition. Poetry Out Loud encourages the study of great poetry and the opportunity for high school students to master public speaking skills, build self-confidence, and learn about their literary heritage.
The Pearson Lakes Art Center is presenting Cinema at the Lakes, featuring the 2018 Oscar-nominated live-action and animated shorts. That's coming up Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Films get underway at 3:30. Those are films that you don't get a chance to see in movie theaters or really anywhere else a lot of times.
Yeah,
so it's kind of
cool.
A nice chance to get an opportunity to see some good short films.
All right. And coming up at the Dorothy Pico Nature Center, they present Nature Tales. And that is next Tuesday the 13th at 10 a.m. Preschoolers accompanied by an adult are invited to a special story time all about owls. And weather permitting, there will be a hike too. You can go to woodburyparks.org for more information.
Northwestern College presents Next to Normal with select showtime starting Thursday, February 15th and running through Saturday, February 24th. The rock musical deals with grief, depression, and other mental illnesses. The program on Thursday, February 22nd, will be followed by a panel discussion with members of Northwestern's psychology and social work departments, as well as a mental health counselor from the college's Wellness Center. Find out more by going to nwciowa.edu.
All righty. Good news. Ode, a live storytelling series produced by Siouxland Public Media, is now accepting pitches for its next show through next Thursday, February 15th. And the theme is Just Keep Going, featuring true stories of persistence in the face of adversity. This event is being produced in partnership with One Book, One Siouxland, and the theme is inspired by Margot Lee Shetterly's book turned movie, Hidden Figures. Story ideas can be pitched to Allie Carson by emailing odestorytelling@gmail.com.
16 new Children of St. Augustine Indian Mission portraits by award-winning photographer and Jesuit priest Don Dahl have been installed at the Betty Strong Encounter Center. St. Augustine is a private, nonprofit school on the Winnebago Reservation. The Children of St. Augustine portraits are dedicated each year to honor the legacy of the late Betty Strong.
Okay, Sioux City Public Museum has a new exhibit on display, and it's called Native American Artwork featuring Chuck Raymond. It's a retrospective of the Winnebago's artist's work, and it's showcased along with a selection of Native American artifacts from the museum's collection. And this exhibit will remain on display through the end of 2018.
And that will do it for this morning's edition of Cultural Continuum. If you have an event that your nonprofit organization or a nonprofit organization close to your heart is doing and you'd like us to talk about it, just email that information to us at kwitpsa@witcc.edu. Remember, you can hear a podcast of this program on our website, kwit.org. You can also, while you're at kwit.org, get printed information on our community calendar section right there on the website at kwit.org. On behalf of my co-host, Amy McFarlane, and executive producer, Allie Carson, wishing you a good morning, and thank you for tuning in today to Cultural Continuum.